about a little fluffy cloud who was floating around very, very sad. He was feeling sorry for himself and wishing he could be a big rain cloud so he would be useful.
A rain cloud can water the pretty flowers and trees, but I am only a little fluffy cloud. I can't do anything, he thought.
After all, many of his friends were big rain clouds. Some were even snow clouds. He wondered why God even made him. Jesus, looking down, could see how sad he was. Little cloud, he said, you are special to me. You spend too much time thinking about yourself instead of others. I want you to float around today and see if you can't find a reason to be glad I made you. And see if you can't make someone else happy today. So off he went, floating, trying to find someone he could help to brighten their day. The first one he found was a very old grandfather tree. He was living next to a clear blue stream with a beautiful row of flowers. He should be so happy, thought the little cloud. What more could he want? But as he looked closer, he could see a frown on his face.
Pardon me, Grandfather Tree, but may I ask you why you are so sad?
The grandfather painfully straightened his old crooked trunk and cleared his throat.
I'm so old and useless, he said.
But you are so fortunate to have such beauty to look at and a fresh stream to drink from any time. You should be happy.
But you don't understand. You don't know who I am. In the very beginning of all creation, it was from my fruit that caused man to sin. And then it was from my branches that the Roman soldiers made a cross for the Son of God to be crucified on. I'm only me. I'm useless.
The little cloud whispered a prayer.
Heavenly Father, I want to do what you asked, to make someone happy. Please give me what you want me to say today. Amen.
Grandfather, the little cloud said, Jesus made you for a reason. It wasn't your fault that Adam and Eve ate your fruit. You were doing what God wanted, bearing fruit. Jesus knew before he even came to this earth that he was going to be crucified. You again were fulfilling your purpose. And now, you are not useless. Just think of the churches and chairs, benches and steps that can be made from the wood you have. People to tell that Jesus is loving them and is coming back. Now the grandfather tree looks very happy.
I am special to Jesus, he said. I am only me, but I belong to Jesus, and I am fulfilling my purpose.
The little cloud then noticed a pretty yellow rose bush that was next to the grandfather tree.
She was sad too. May I ask why you are so sad? He said. It was from my stems that the Roman soldiers took the thorns that they made the crown to place on Jesus' head. I am only me. I'm useless.
But you are so pretty to look at. God had a reason to put you here, Fluffy explained. The thorns are there to protect your beauty from harm. God knew when he created you that they would take your thorns and make that crown for Jesus. Think of all the women you bring happiness to when someone gives them a beautiful rose. To many people, you are a symbol of love. Then the rose bush blossomed with joy. "I am only me," she said, "but I do belong to Jesus. I'm fulfilling my purpose." Floating along, he came across a field with a little lamb eating some grass next to an old log. "Little lamb," he said, "why are you so sad?"
"Meow," he said. "Since Jesus has died, there is no more sacrifice."
"And what about me?" came a small voice from the old log. "It was I that put holes in the Lord's hands and nailed him to this old cross many, many years ago." Then together they both said,
"I am only me. I'm useless."
"Oh, but you are not," said the little cloud. "You little lamb, your wool is used for clothing, and you nails. You fulfilled your purpose by holding Jesus to the cross. Now you are used to hold together church buildings, pulpits, and many other things people need to tell others of Jesus' love." They thought. Then very happy, they both jumped up and sang, "I am only me, but I belong to Jesus, and I am fulfilling my purpose." It was late now, and the fluffy cloud was very tired. "My goodness," he thought, "what is my reason for being here?" The rainbow reminds people of God's promise to never flood the whole earth again. The splashing stream provides water to drink from, bathe in, and baptize in, and clouds, well, some are to give rain, some snow. It was a cloud that took Jesus to heaven, and the Bible says he will return in the cloud. Maybe I can be that cloud. But if not, I'm still going to fulfill my purpose by floating around and just being glad that God made me the way he did and bring happiness to others around me. Jesus, you can see right through me. You knew all the time that if I could see that all things have a purpose, then I would see my purpose too. It doesn't matter what color of cloud I am, or what shape I may be, or where you may want me to float, but that I am only me. I belong to you, and I'm fulfilling my purpose. Then Jesus smiled.